Hello there. Thank you for tuning into Voyage today. My name's Keith Black, and for the next 3 hours, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz. So I know it's a chilly winter day out there, so all I can say to you is, you know, give up for a while trying to untangle those damn Christmas lights and just sit back and listen to some great music for a while. The tangled mess will still be there when you look at it the next time, sadly. As always today, there'll be some great brand new stuff. Look in the rearview mirror, not too far back today, but look farther away, but a lot of neat stuff. It's getting close to the end of the year, and I am obliged for another obligation to point out my top 10 albums of the year. So one way or another, you're probably going to be the beneficiary. I'm not sure that's the right word, but you're going to hear about some of that stuff in the weeks to come. I'm starting off today, as a matter of fact, with one of the albums that will be on my top 10 for absolute sure. Anyhow, lots of good stuff. I'll go through the playlist just briefly. And then I will go back and do it in more detail, each artist when we get there. Starting off today is one of my favorite albums of the year with vibraphonist Patricia Brennan. Following that, a duet album with Angle and Crane. I'll talk more about that again. This is an amazing mix, and I'll need to give some detail before I play that. That's coming up second. Following that, James Brandon Lewis with another very great album of the year, Transfiguration. Then I sampled a couple of weeks ago an album from a band called Spin Effects out of Amsterdam, and I'm going to play another track from that today. And then a track that you'd think would be a historical segment. It's by Wayne Shorter, who died a couple of years ago, but it was really recorded in 2014, and that's not old enough to be a historical segment, but it's a great album, and I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that today. Then my historical segment, which is early Dave Douglas, trumpeter Dave Douglas, an album that's probably not played all that often, actually. It's called Charms of the Night Sky, and I'll talk again about that when we get there. Then saxophonist Anna Weber with a great new album that's brand new this year. Then Dan Weiss on drums with an album that I really, really like. And then I'll end with probably as much as I can of the group called Mosaic, with vibraphonist Stefan Bauer as the de facto leader of that group. There's the whole outline for the day. And there's some pretty good stuff there, you know. There's so much new material. I don't even want to tell you how many hours I spend in a week just listening to music to try and see which I can pare it down enough to play at least some of it on this show. But to start off with, Patricia Brennan Septet. The album is called Breaking Stretch. Patricia Brennan was born in Mexico, and this album has all sorts of great rhythmic variety. Certainly the Latin rhythms are front and center a lot of the time. This is a spectacular album. It just drives in all different directions. Her septet here is quite an amazing band, with Brennan on vibes and electronics and marimba, Yana Rabagon on alto and sopranino saxophones, Mart Shim on tenor, Adam O'Farrell on trumpet, Kim Cass on bass, Marcus Gilmore on drums, and Mauricio Herrera on percussion. This is a really neat album, and it's one of those albums that just make me smile. It is just a drive, and she really has pushed them. The quote that I have mentioned before is, the notes say that Patricia Brennan said, quote, "I wanted to push the music and the musicians almost to the breaking point," end quote. Well, she didn't break them. They were up to the challenge indeed. Here's a couple of tracks from Breaking Stretch. The first one is Los Otros Yo, which apparently, according to the bracket next to it, means the other selves. Then the title track, Breaking Stretch, and then one simply called 555. Here's Patricia Brennan Septet.
Thank you. Thank you.
The energy in that album is just unbelievable. That was vibraphonist Patricia Brennan and her septet from an album called Breaking Stretch. And it has a great variety of rhythms and a lot of very modern and contemporary harmonies and dissonance, and just a great album altogether. And you have heard bits of that. A couple of the tracks I played just now I have not played before on air, but you'll hear more of this, I'm sure, in the weeks to come, as it is one of my favorite albums of 2024. Well, change of pace now. The album is a self-named album called Angle and Crane. And that is Simon Angle on guitars and bass and synthesizer, and Tommy Crane on drums, percussion, drum programming, synthesizers, and vibes. And it also has Sarah Rossi on voice on some tracks, and Charlotte Grieve on alto and flute on a couple of the tracks. This is a fascinating album. These are Montreal-based pair that have worked together. That is, Simon Angle and Tommy Crane have worked together a lot of the time. This album is a little different approach. They, to cut to the chase here, they spent 6 days improvising in studio, joined by a pair of guests. I'm reading the notes now. And they amassed a whole day's worth of material, painstakingly recorded with as many microphones and inputs as possible to retain as much three-dimensional depth and as many mixing options as possible. The next phase, distilling 40 hours of sound into just 40 minutes. With their self-titled debut, they have produced an adventurous, wide-ranging album full of hunger and curiosity, end quote. That's really interesting. I was thinking recently, a friend of mine many years ago complained that you couldn't tell anymore if you listened to recorded music whether it was real or whether it had been messed with. And I think he got a little upset when I asked him what century he was living in, because a sound recording business has been messing with the sound since it was invented. They just have discovered more and more ways to do it than they did back in those days, but they've always been fooling around with the sound and the mix on a lot of the recorded music. This is really interesting stuff. The album has many different moods, and clearly it is electronic. It has been put together through all sorts of loops and electronic effects and mixing of different approaches. And I can't imagine working with 40 hours of recorded music and then trying to distill it down into enough for an album. The tracks are basically quite short here on this album. And I'm going to play four of them. They are Unearth, Himalayan Dial-Up, and that's you get a lot of Eastern. The Himalayan Dial-Up is really quite evocative. And then Salt 2. Throughout the album, they have very brief interludes called Salt, S-A-L-T, all capitalized, Salt 1, Salt 2, etc. I'm going to play Salt 2 today, but it's only a couple of minutes long. And then a track called Honguendo, which is even shorter. So there are very short tracks here, and they must have spent an awful lot of time figuring out how to use what they had recorded and messed around with. And the result is a captivating album. It has a lot of different moods and styles, and I really like it. Here are four tracks from the self-named album Angle and Crane. And I love the label that it's recorded on. It's called For the Living and the Dead. Truly, it is. Here's Angle and Crane with four tracks from their self-named album. Thank you.
Thank you.
Angle and Crane with a few brief tracks from their album, which is self-named Angle and Crane, a duet with all sorts of electronic and other influences there, and it moves right across our rhythmic and sonic scale, if you will. A very neat album, and you'll be hearing more of that one. It's quite... it really sort of grows on you after a while. If not from the beginning, it could. It is now 10:40 Central Time here in Winnipeg, a winter day today, and we dodged so many bullets for the month or so. The weather's been has been so far above normal, and now it's getting down to where it normally is, and it's caught us by surprise, a lot of us, but we have... dug out the winter gear as necessary, and hopefully you have too and are able to stay warm to the best of your ability outdoors. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays live, streamed live at ckuw.ca and record and archived there as well, so you can check on previous shows and see what you think. Well, back to the present now, and again, a shift in mood. Saxophonist James Brandon Lewis is certainly at the top of his game and close to the top of the list of tenor players, at least these days. The last two or three albums have been really quite amazing. This latest one is called Transfiguration, and his quartet, which is really quite stellar, has tenor saxophone is Lewis, of course. Then Arawan Ortiz on piano, Brad Jones on bass, and Chad Taylor on drums. And I'm going to play two tracks from this album. Lewis just can do. He just makes the instrument sing, if you will. Very solid and hard-edged at times and beautifully mellow at others. He's got the whole package. Here's James Brandon Lewis with two tracks from Transfiguration. The first one is the title track, and then the second one is called Trinity of Creative Self. James Brandon Lewis. Trinity of Creative Self was the title of that track you just heard from tenor saxophonist James Brandon Lewis and his excellent album called Transfiguration. And we're just about at the end of our first hour today. It's 10:57 already. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. My name's Keith Black. Another change now. I came across this album a few weeks ago, and it's really sort of neat. It's an Amsterdam-based sextet called Spin Effects, and it's basically led by the these are names that I am absolutely unfamiliar with, but the alto player and the artistic director is Tobias Klein, and he has created a new compositions for this album. And it is described as, I'm quoting now, infectious blend of free improv, avant jazz, and punk rock. Gotta love that, right? So I'm going to play, I think, the longest track on the album. It's called Tatiana. Here's Spin Effects. Oh, the album has a neat title as well. It's called Undrilling the Hole. Here's Spin Effects.